Hi everyone, this is Laura here from Kilkenny Library, and today I'm going to read you a story called The Little Black Sheep by Elizabeth Shaw and published by O'Brien Press. So sit back and relax. Once there was a shepherd who lived far away in the mountains. He had a sheepdog called Polo, who helped him to look after his sheep. Polo watched the sheep while the shepherd sat on a mossy rock and knitted. He knitted socks and scarves and pullovers and blankets made of pure sheep's wool and sold them at the village market. When the shepherd noticed that a sheep was straying too far from the flock, he took out a wooden whistle and blew it a short blast. This was a signal for Polo to run after the sheep and chase it back to the others. Polo felt very important then. At sunset, the shepherd blew a long blast on his whistle. And this meant that Polo should round up the sheep and chase them into the fold. As they jumped over the stile, the shepherd counted them to make sure that they were all there. All the sheep were white, except one, the little black sheep. When Polo barked, "All to the right," or "Left turn," or "Halt," they all did what they were told. All that is, except the little black one, who often turned to the left when he should turn to the right because he was thinking of something else. This annoyed Polo. "That black sheep does not obey me," Polo complained to the shepherd. "And he thinks too much. Sheep don't need to think too much. I think for them." The little black sheep wished he were like the others. "Polo notices when I make a mistake because I'm black," he said to the shepherd. "Can you not knit me a little white jacket that I wouldn't be so noticeable?" "No, indeed," replied the shepherd. "You are a very handy little sheep. When I count you all jumping into the fold, I could easily fall asleep. But I'm always jerked away by my little black sheep jumping over the stile, especially if you stumble." Polo, however, liked order and discipline in the flock. "You just wait," he snarled at the black sheep. "I'll see that you are sold after shearing time. Then we'll have a nice tidy flock." The little black sheep looked wistfully at the little white fleecy clouds in the sky. "The shepherd says that they are like the souls of good little sheep," he thought. "Maybe one day I'll be a little white cloud too." Then he noticed that the sky was growing dark behind the mountain. "It's going to rain," he called. "I'll tell you when it's going to rain," snapped Polo. A sudden storm broke, with hail and wind and snow. "My knitting will be ruined," cried the shepherd. "Come, Polo, we must run for shelter." They ran to the shepherd's little hut. "The sheep would be all right. They have their nice woolly coats." He made a cozy fire to dry his things and had a little drink or two. Night fell. "We'll see the sheep tomorrow," said the shepherd. "No need to worry," said Polo. "They'll stay where they are, because I'm not there to tell them what to do." And he stretched out beside the fire. Meanwhile, the sheep were getting nervous and upset. "Where is Polo?" they belted. "What are we to do?" "We must look for shelter," said the little black sheep. "Follow me. I think I know where there's a cave." He led them up the hill to where there were some hollow rocks with an overhanging ledge. "We must stay close together and keep each other warm. I'll look out for the shepherd when it's light," said the little black sheep. The next morning, the snow had stopped falling, but as far as the eye could see, all was white. "Finding sheep today is like trying to find an ice cream dropped near the North Pole," said the shepherd. "I am a bad shepherd," he sighed, and he wished he had not drunk so much the night before. "Now I've lost my sheep. And how will they manage without me?" muttered Polo. Then they saw a black spot on top of the hill. "Polo," cried the shepherd, "perhaps it is our little black sheep." They hurried towards it. Under the hedge of rock, they found all the sheep. They were great, rejoicing. "My little black sheep," said the shepherd fondly. "But for you, I might not have found my flock." "Well, maybe he is useful as a landmark, if nothing else," growled Polo. The sun came out and the snow melted. "Form ranks, forward march," barked Polo. The shepherd carried the little black sheep down the hill himself. "I always said you were a handy little sheep," he said. When shearing time came, the shepherd put the wool into sacks. There were 10 sacks of white wool and one little sack of black wool. Now, how about selling the black sheep, suggested Polo. Then we would have a tidy, orderly flock. No, indeed, replied the shepherd. I have an idea. I can knit lovely patterns out of black and white wool. He knitted patterned socks and scarves and blankets and sold them for a good price at the market. With the money, he bought some more black sheep. Soon he had a flock of black and white and spotted sheep. Each one was different, and that was nice because now they were all the same. The end. Hope you enjoyed it.